This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This morning, Siemens Westinghouse announces the winners of its annual competition for high school students in math, science, and technology. The prize is $100,000.
Two hopefuls came to our studio to tell us about their projects. Lucy Guo is a senior at North Carolina School of Science and Mathematics in Durham. She's a finalist in team projects. Aaron Golden is a senior at San Dieguito High School Academy in Encinitas, California. He invented a device called GyroGen that converts ocean waves into electricity.
There is a spinning disc, and that is a gyroscope. And as the wave tilts this disc, that spinning disc provides another rotational force, a torque. So I'm just going to spin the generator manually to get the gyroscope spinning first. So I'm going to start that now. And you hear the generator going. So what I'm doing is rocking it back and forth. This crank arm is spinning around, the crank arm with the gyroscope attached to it. That's turning the generator, which is also connected to a light bulb, so it's lit up right now because it's generating electricity. So it's taking energy out of my arm and converting that into electricity, which is essentially what it would do out in the ocean. It would be mounted inside a buoy. The ocean wave would rock it just like I'm doing right now. That's how it works.
It's pretty impressive. Let me just turn to you, Lucy Guo, and give us a brief description of what your project is.
Our project, and I did it with my partner, Shaolin Li, focused on the area of breast cancer research. We kind of endeavored to heighten the efficiency of early detection methods by investigating DNA structure and how changes in DNA structure can be used as biomarkers in differentiating between normal cells and cancerous cells. And so this way, we can minimize harm to healthy cells by targeting these markers, which are actually very cancer-specific.
Now, do you talk to your friends about this?
Oh, I have. And, you know, I pretty much lose them pretty early in my explanation. And so I sometimes just tell them, oh, I did something cool with breast cancer. And they're like, oh, okay.
Aaron, how did you come up with your idea?
Well, I was spinning a toy gyroscope like the ones I would play with as a child. I felt the familiar twisting force, and it occurred to me that it would provide a solution to a problem I'd been thinking about for some time, and that was actually how to build a wave-powered vehicle. So I soon realized that applying a gyroscope would be useful in a much more important use, and that is energy generation.
And you said as you would do as a child. Well, lots of kids play with these things. Were you a kid who, from before you can remember, cared about engineering?
Yeah, I guess I've been always in love with building things and taking things apart, especially taking things apart. I tend to break a lot of stuff. My dad supplied me with these, you know, neat things, these gadgets, motors, gyroscopes. It just started my interest in these, and as I learned more and more about it, I grew to appreciate what I had so much fun with as a kid.
Lucy, you said you had experience with breast cancer. I gather you had a teacher.
She was a theater director of mine. One day, she just kind of gathered everyone into a room, and she told us that she had been diagnosed with breast cancer and that she was no longer able to direct a show.
I'm fascinated with how this interest that you have that is so serious fit in, if you will, to your social life or how you interact with other kids.
Well, I've had a very good experience at my school. The kids are really neat. My peers are very inquisitive. They ask a lot of questions. Because we all live so close to the ocean, I think it's something that they can relate to.
What do you do for fun? Is this it?
Well,
oh, I mean that is sincerely.
It's one of my passions, you know, molecular biology and molecular genetics. It's the mechanisms of it are just, it's fascinating. I do have a lot of other interests in school, anywhere from literature to sports to, you know, the arts.
So fun would be also being in a theater production.
Right, exactly.
Okay, yeah.
For me, being creative is incredibly fulfilling. That makes life worth living, is being creative. And through engineering, that's one of my outlets. I just enjoy bringing new things out there.
Aaron Golden and Lucy Guo are high school students and finalists in the Siemens Westinghouse Math, Science, and Technology Competition. Aaron invented a method of extracting electricity from ocean waves, and Lucy came up with an idea to improve the early detection of breast cancer.